gosh. Barbara Friedman, a very good morning to you. So we're gonna talk about those trending stories.
Yes.
Indeed.
As we do. Obviously the main trending topic this morning is My Octopus Teacher and the Oscars and the fact that our wonderful local team, Pippa Ehrlich, James Reid, Craig Foster have won, and their team have won the Best Documentary Feature. So, I mean, that's being mentioned on every show.
We'll be playing that.
Possible.
We've got 25 minutes of interview coming up.
Yeah. Tip our hat to that fantastic award. And also just the fact that it is a wonderful story. It's an environmental story. It's a sort of a little story about, you know, our own Simonstown waters and
absolutely.
And just an original take on something that people don't always it's often told in a very serious way, but there was something so emotional and so sort of sweet about this story.
Absolutely.
And then to move on to the more serious issue of the day, which is India.
Mm.
And you would see over the weekend people...
Numbers are crazy.
The numbers are crazy. People, the kind of stuff that was being put out on social media it was hard to see. There were videos of bodies being burnt because they had, you know, they
ran out of oxygen. People were dying sitting in queues, lines trying to get in.
So obviously countries like the UK and the USA have now pledged support for India. They're sending equipment. The country has apparently run out of oxygen tanks. It has no beds, basic medical equipment. But interestingly, India, the Indian government has sort of hit back and said that they need to remove tweets and Facebook posts and Instagram posts being very critical of the Indian government's handling of COVID.
Yeah.
So the truth probably lies somewhere in between,
I think so.
As it Absolutely. Usually does. But some posts have been taken down, and the Indian government saying, you know, that this is fake news, it's spreading a wrong message about what's going on in India. I also saw stories about how the wealthy Indian people are leaving on aeroplanes.
That's crazy what's happening up there, man. Absolutely crazy. Such a big country, billions of people.
Yeah.
It's just... And quick one, last one. We have 25 minutes with my octopus teacher, so we're going to be a minute late for news. Tell me what's
okay,
the last
one? Yeah, so I just wanted to I'm going to just choose my last story because there was and I'll talk about the other one another day, and that is just a social media post that various Baboon lobby groups, including Baboon Matters, has shared on their social media, which is a resident of Komaki had shared a story of how the end of last week the solid waste department of the city of Cape Town, our favorite department that just doesn't seem to get anything right, arrived there with a truck to take away their old bin that is baboon proofed with clips. And when these residents said, "Why are you taking it away?" they said, "No, there are no more baboons in Komaki."
These people are useless.
Which is absolute nonsense. And I just want to add that in a meeting, I heard a recording of a CARBS meeting recently, which is the council appointed representatives around baboons, where Felicity Purchase actually said that these new clip bins for baboon proofing will not be available for another 2 years.
That's
other words, that will be 4 years. And she said in the meeting that these volunteers who are going around helping baboon proof with drills and ropes need to carry on doing that. It isn't the citizens' jobs to do that.
Yeah.
It is the city's job to provide proper clipped bins in the urban edges for residents.
Some of these people can't run a pee up in a brewery. That's what I'm thinking, Barbara.